Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
All right, shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. This week's Torah portion is Parshat Shalach, at least it is in Israel. Not going to go into it now, but Israel, everywhere outside of Israel is kind of 1 week behind. Not going to go into the details about why that is, but anyway, for this conversation, this week's Parsha is Parshat Shalach. And in Parshat Shalach at the end, there's a section talking about tzitzit. Now, people don't realize, but tzitzit is from the word tzitz, which means to peek, P-E-E-K, I think, right? Which means, right, to have a little, to glance. And so the idea is that in that section that talks about tzitzit, tzitzit are mentioned, the word tzitzit is mentioned three times. And so the author of the Nefesh HaChaim explains that this embodies the idea that we're supposed to have three peaks in our life. Three, that we're supposed to always be involved in three quote-unquote peaks. One of them means to peek, to look at the past, to look from where you're coming, from where you come from, right? To look at the roots, right? To look at the roots, to be inspired by the roots, to take on a certain drive us in our life. That's one of the peaks. Another one of the peaks is to look into the future, to where am I going? Where am I heading, right? That is another one. Also, that's hinted to by the concept of techelet. Techelet is a blue string that some people wear with the tzitzit. It's a commandment in the Torah. It's a long story now why many people don't have it, but the idea of techelet is also related to the Hebrew word tachlit, which means purpose or end goal, right? What is the purpose? Where am I going? Where am I heading? And then the other peak is in the present moment, right? Who am I right now? To understand how I am understanding my Jewish identity in this particular moment, right? So this is the idea when we put on tzitzit, when we're wearing tzitzit, to be able to kind of be conscious of that message. And even if we're not wearing tzitzit in this particular moment, so still, this is a message. Any Torah portion, right? I mean, if you think about it, a third of the Torah, when there's no Beit HaMikdash, a third of the Torah commandments can't really be done, right? All the things having to do with the Beit HaMikdash and, right, all those things can't be done. But so then why then? We know that in the Torah, the Torah is eternally relevant. And so the idea is to understand certain messages behind it and take it with us in this moment as well as practically, as well as the physical, external, simple expressions of the Torah. And so this is the idea of tzitzit, right? To have these three viewpoints in our mindset, as we start our day, as we're involved in our day, to be able to be attached to our roots, to have clarity on where we're going, and to be present in the moment in order to go ahead and be the best version and highest version that we can be of ourselves right now. So my friends, have yourselves a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbat. Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.